What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming into with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, there is a serious backstory with this article that is not being talked about. However, once again, it does not matter a man's position in life. All men in relationships have the capacity to put the mask on. Like the man in this article that was published on the 16th of January. Illinois surgeon indicted for double termination of ex-wife and her husband. Yeah, gentlemen, this man decided to do one final operation before he decided that he was going to join the Three Hots and a Cot Retirement Club. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! An Ohio grand jury has indicted an Illinois surgeon in the double termination of his ex-wife and her dentist husband, who were offline in their Columbus home in December in a case that initially generated nationwide mystery. Oh, she went from a surgeon to a dentist. I'm definitely going to talk about that when I'm done with the article. Court records show a Franklin County grand jury charged Michael David McKee on the 16th of January with aggravated termination and aggravated burglary while using a firearm with a suppressor. McKee, a vascular surgeon who was living in Chicago, is charged in the shooting deletions of 39-year-old Monique Tepp, from whom he was divorced in 2017, and dentist Dr. Spencer Tepp, 37, in their home on the 30th of December. No attorney for McKee was listed on court documents. Authorities apprehended McKee in Rockford, Illinois, on January 10th. The hospital where he worked, OSF St. Anthony Medical Center, has said it is cooperating with the investigation. He is currently being held after he waived his right to an extradition hearing Monday. His next hearing will be in Winnebago County, Illinois, and is scheduled for the 23rd of January. Elaine Bryant, the Columbus police chief, said in an Associated Press interview on Wednesday that authorities now believe McKee was the person seen walking down a dark alley near the Tepes' home in video footage on the night of the terminations. His vehicle has also been identified traveling near the house, and a firearm found in his Illinois residence also matched evidence at the scene, she said. Authorities have not disclosed what type of firearm was used in the offlinings. His arrest attracted national attention across the U.S., capping off nearly 2 weeks of speculation surrounding the Tepes' offlinings. No obvious signs of forced entry were found at the couple's home. Police also said no weapon was found there, and that termination slash self-termination was not suspected. Nothing was stolen, and the couple's two young children and their dog were left unharmed in the home. Yeah, put a major pin right there. Bryant also said police are encouraging the public to keep the tips coming. She said emails, phone calls, and other messages left with Columbus police helped them gather enough evidence to make an arrest. Quote, unquote, we want to thank our community specifically for stepping up, reaching out, and giving us the information and being open to sharing that information with us, she said. It has been tremendous. Well. All right. Let's point out something that is very obvious. She went from a surgeon to a dentist. The overwhelming majority of women are doing everything they can to land a doctor. Most women will never get a doctor, let alone a surgeon. Most women will never be that lucky. However, for her, lightning struck twice. She went from a surgeon to a dentist. Yeah. However, that fact alone right there lets you know what type of woman she was. Now, why is it that they got divorced in 2017 and he decided to spin the block after so many years? That, my friends, is the great mystery. That is the grand question. There is definitely something in the background that went on between them. But hopefully he will actually come forward and say, yes, this is why I did this. But I don't think so. I don't think he's going to go there. Oh, well. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly and truly, what more do I need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, he broke into their place and smoked both of them. I got to give that a 15. Method of execution. More than likely, the problem-solving pistol. As a matter of fact, since he used a suppressor, I'm going to go ahead and give him another 10 points on that, because you don't hear about that. Psychological impact. Obviously, the kids didn't have to see what happened. Nobody else got harmed. Go ahead and give that the standard 30. And for the brutality factor, he popped both of them multiple times. So I got to give that a 30. So Maniacal Michael McKee gets a score of 85. Gentlemen, yeah. Let's look at the fact that he left the children and the dog unharmed. What does that mean? Whatever his motivation was, it was severely personal. It had to have been. Because if it was just a spree killing, he would have took everybody out. But no, he said, nope, I'm getting her and her husband. So yeah, something deeply personal was going on even after their divorce. Whatever it was, hey, he decided that, yeah, she's got to go. Ladies, doesn't matter what you do, even if you got a man, guess what? You never know when a man's going to snap. When the man you were in a relationship with that you wronged in some way is going to spin their block on you. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you married women who decide to divorce your husband and decide to remarry, but you still decided to fuck with that man in some way, shape, or form, you better understand this. And you better understand this crystally clear. The power you think you have in saying, oh, look at me, I got me a new man, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, that power always goes out. Feminism, once again, and the idea that you're still going to be protected even by your new man, that's going to go out right along with it. Because once again, we have another man that decided, yep, I no longer fear the consequences of my actions. So yeah, I'm going to act. And yeah, ladies, just because you got a new man doesn't mean you're going to be automatically protected by said man, because more than likely, he caught both of them completely off guard. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.